Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
I tell you what, man. What a couple of days this has been, and what a couple of days. Oh, it's going to be weeks out before we know anything about what's going on in the presidential election. I gave you a message from Alan Gottlieb yesterday. You know, let me just say this relative to Trump, and it's a reminder, and I know I don't need to remind Armed American Radio listeners this, but I'm going to, because I feel I would be remiss in my duties as a host of this program for over a now in its 12th year, if I didn't tell you this, but Donald Trump is a fighter. Donald Trump doesn't play to lose. For anybody to think that he did this and put his family through this and went through the hell that he went through with a hateful mainstream press, and let's not forget, Donald Trump did this for free. Donald Trump he took his salary and gave it to charity. You don't think the media would ever report that, do you? No, they never would. But that's, in fact, what he did. As a direct result of that, he took nothing home from this except serving his country as the president of the United States. And he didn't do this to lose. He did not do this to lose. He's got some of the best lawyers on planet Earth out there right now working to weed through the fraud we all know is going on in cesspool cities like Philadelphia and others. And let me just say one thing. If you want every vote to count and you are doing nothing nefarious, you would welcome the other party's poll watchers to come in to watch you do your job. You would want nothing less so that there would be no accusations against you and you would have no court cases. The Democrats are fighting in Pennsylvania right now in the courts to keep the Republicans out. That should tell you everything you need to know. I'm not getting conspiratorial on you. That's a fact. That's happening as we speak. To discuss this and everything today, my mom's favorite guest and one of my best friends in the world, Mr. Dave Workman, a journalist, veteran journalist extraordinaire. Dave, how you doing, brother?
Well, I'm recovering, I think, from...
No, I'm glad you are. I'm glad somebody
Tuesday
is.
Night. Well, you know, I've been through a whole lot of presidential elections. I've never been invited to attend a political convention, and, you know, thank God for the people at the political convention. I would not have been kind to them, but this has been a debacle, and I can't think of a better word. You know, we saw early polling that invariably suggested Biden was ahead, and now it appears from the real poll that hasn't been the case at all. You know, all this talk about a landslide victory for Joe Biden just evaporated Tuesday evening, and I think what this really points out is that there is a critical divide in the United States. Where half the people are on one side of the aisle, half the people are on the other side of the aisle, and the aisle is a no man's land.
Well, you're spot on. Let me say something about, again, as you always do, just your opening remarks there is enough to take the hour. A couple things I'd like to point out. First off, let's make this very clear to listeners. This has become painfully obvious to the Democrats, but the Republicans had a hell of a night. Sans what's going on with the White House right now, the Republicans picked up seats in Nancy Pelosi's House and are extremely well poised in the midterms coming up to take the House back. Number one, it appears right now in Fox News, who did an absolutely horrific job on election night, by the way. But it does appear right now that Fox is saying that the Republicans are pretty solid, that they're going to hold the Senate. If Biden wins, that's a huge firewall, Dave, as you know, and we can at least stop the momentum of any socialist agenda in the Senate. And I can assure you that Mitch McConnell is going to be in no mood to play tiddlywinks with the Democrats at all. So the Republicans, and also picking up the governorship in Montana, finally flipping that state red where it should have been all along, and picking up state houses and gaining seats in state houses, the Republicans had a fantastic night. If Donald Trump can take the win in this, and he's not playing to lose, Let me tell you, the Republicans had a stellar night. And the polls that Dave mentioned that were so wrong, if you believe a pollster now moving forward in any aspect of your life, well, you're just a fool. They're done. It is not scientific. There's nothing scientific about it. This is a second election cycle that proves it. Now, Dave, I'd like to talk to you about those two Americas. I don't believe that this country is capable now, after an election, regardless of the outcome of this one, that the two sides are going to join hands and sing Kumbaya. I don't see it happen. There's a lot of wishful stuff out there. But one side, I believe, of this aisle hates this country. They hate America the way it is. They despise it. It's a racist place. It needs to be torn down. It needs to be changed. Our history needs to be completely revisited. That's not an American patriot and a patriotic message, Dave. And I don't see those two sides coming together. I'd like your thoughts, please.
Well, sadly, I think you're absolutely correct. I think, the one side that has never been able to accept the results of the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm.
They have never demonstrated any mood whatsoever to come back together as Americans and say, look, you know, we had our differences, but come on, let's do this for the country. And that just doesn't show. Now, don't just forget, not only Mitch McConnell probably has no kind thoughts about the Democrats. Lindsey Graham, the guy who excoriated his Democrat colleagues on the Judiciary Committee after Brett Kavanaugh and again after the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings, they spent the anti-gun crowd and the liberal progressive slash crowd spent something like $109 million in an attempt to defeat Lindsey Graham. Now, if I was Lindsey Graham, I want to tell you something. I wouldn't forget that. I wouldn't just set that aside.
Hey, I don't think he's going to.
You know, I come from the Northwest where we wake up before the trees do so we can harvest a forest. But, I can't see Lindsey Graham, being any way cordial to these guys again, because they said some awful things about him and awful things about Mitch McConnell and they've accused the president of being a racist and a bigot when actually he's expanded the Republican Party's reach into the minority communities, into the Hispanic community in particular, and they don't like that. And the reason they don't like that is because they have always taken for granted that they've got the minority community vote no matter what. And Donald Trump has turned that around. And so what's gone on here I think maybe the death throes of the Democrat Party, if they pull this off, if they capture the White House for Joe Biden while the Senate remains in the hands of the Republicans, Joe Biden he's got a doomed first term, which may be his only term. That's what he's looking at. He's not going to accomplish anything. He's not going to be able to stack the court. He's not going to be able to run his gun control agenda. That thing is dead on arrival. And that, I think, is why the Democrats right now are in a frenzy. And, you know, I just got through writing an opinion piece, and it strictly is an opinion piece that I'm going to post off to Ammo Land here in a little bit. And it'll probably run tomorrow or maybe over the weekend. From a journalist point of view, and I'm a career journalist, I looked at this, so I'm asking the question in the headline. Can you ever again trust the establishment media or the pollsters?
No.
And clearly the answer is no. Those guys self-destructed Tuesday night, and they're not going to recover from this. And even Fox News has to wear some shame for the way they called Arizona. That was stupid.
It wasn't just Arizona, Dave.
It was stupid.
It was Virginia as well. We're getting ready to take a break. Again, you gave me enough meat to take off of, and I've taken some notes here. But the mainstream media, done. I want to talk with you a little bit about Biden's agenda. As you just mentioned, Dave Workman was telling us, Dave Workman, journalist extraordinaire, the Gun Mag, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Firing Line, conservativefiringline.com. And we'll let him tell you where else. Liberty Park Press, Ammo Land, too much to mention. When we come back, I want to talk with him a little bit about that agenda, the gun control, what I think the Dems are going to do, and how it's going to fail. Back after this.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. I am Mark Walters. I am filling your prescription for freedom here in the GunBroker.com studios. And mind you, I'm on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And all of this is being presented to you today by X Insurance. More about that coming up. I want to go back to my guest, Dave Workman. Dave, welcome back, my friend. The two Americas. Then I want to go to Biden's agenda. I want to kind of put an exclamation point on that. I think your commentary was spot on. And it concerns me because I don't see light at the end of the tunnel for this division in this country. To me, the grill smoke, you've lifted the grill lid. The smoke's out. You can't run around the neighborhood, recapture it, and put it back under, you know, put it back in, inside the grill. It ain't going to happen. I guess I'm saying the genie's out of the bottle. And I fear the end result of that in the long run. Secondly, let me just leave that alone. Listener, you can make up your own mind on that, but I think you know where I'm coming from. We've discussed it on the show before. Biden's agenda. He's made it very clear. Dave, yesterday I read the Democrat platform for our guns, and it's nightmarish. And it doesn't go near as far as Biden does. Not when you throw Beto O'Rourke on top of that. Not when you throw his outright call for confiscation in the form of buybacks after he knows where you are because he's forced you onto the NFA, forced you to pay a $200 tax stamp, and then banned everything prior. But the Senate, in Republican hands, stops that. So we have the ability to frustrate him if he walks away with this or steals this. We have the ability to frustrate that agenda. But here's my prediction to you. They're going to ram it at the Republicans by passing, just like Virginia did, a massive gun control package. Massive. That includes every wish list, everything on the wish list, knowing that the Republicans are not going to move it. As a result of that, Dave, they're going to think they're putting the Republicans on their heels and somehow try to claim a mandate that the American people want gun control. But it will be frustrated. Do you see anything, though? Because now you're going to learn. Now you're going to turn to executive action. So that's where we're really going to have to fight this, I believe, is executive fiat and the courts. And Donald Trump has firmed up those courts for us. We're in a pretty good place right now, though, overall, are we not, even in the face of what could be a Biden term?
Well, yeah, there certainly is that theory out there. I'm not sure if we're in that good of a place, and frankly, I'll tell you why. I did a piece for Ammo Land here about a month ago, in which I took a look at a Rasmussen reports survey. And Rasmussen, you know, believe it or not, they get it right more often than not. That's why I use them as a source. Rasmussen did a survey here earlier this year that revealed a majority of the voters out there don't think that Biden is going to finish his first term in office.
And that myself included.
Kamala Harris as president. Now, the Democrats were not able to elect Hillary Clinton. The Democrats want to have the bragging rights to putting the first woman in the White House. And if they have to do it by, hook or crook, by getting Biden in there as kind of a placeholder, they're going to do that. I wish that we had Democrats like Scoop Jackson and Warren Magnuson still around. Now, I met Scoop Jackson once or twice. He was a decent guy. Warren Magnuson was an old-time Democrat politician, and he knew how to get things done, and he did things, but he never once, that I know of, took a leak on the backs of his constituents and tried to tell them it was rain. You know, we live in the Northwest. We know what rain is up here. And those Democrats, they don't exist anymore. I don't see that. I know one or two state legislators out here in Washington that could fit that bill. But the party itself has gone radical, extreme, far left, and they play in a different sphere. And so, you know, I think when you're looking at over the horizon, it's nice to think for a minute that, hey, you know, we got a GOP controlled Senate that's going to be the speed bump. We've got the courts, which are going to slow down these birds. But if the reports are true, and I don't know that they are, but if the reports are true of massive voter fraud, say in Georgia and Michigan and maybe a few other places, Arizona perhaps, Nevada, where they're discovering ballots from people who don't even live there anymore.
That aren't even alive anymore.
Well, yeah, if those reports are true, then the Democrat Party, as a party, has lost itself, and I don't think it can set itself back on course. The Republicans sometimes don't behave very well, but I don't think that they've ever really betrayed their constituents on such a massive scale. And, you know, it's sad for me to say that. You know, this is the United States. United is the key word there. And, you know, I saw a post the other day on I think it was Facebook. Some guy just posted a question. Just reach back and think how you felt when you saw the second plane hit the second tower. And I thought about it. You know, I wrapped my head right around that. And I don't know that we can say we feel that way as a country anymore. And after this week, I don't know that we ever will again. This has just been brutal, and it's not over yet.
No, wait till let's look forward to the next one. Okay, this happened quick. But the Democrat Party has been taking itself and the country down a very, very dangerous path for a long time. You know, so I know a little bit about Scoop Jackson, not a lot. I know his name was Henry or Harry. It was Henry.
Henry M.
Jackson. Henry Scoop Jackson. Here's what characterized him. And this is why I can tell you with probably 100% certainty that he would never be a Democrat today. While he was big on human rights and the environment coming out of Washington, I think he was born up in he was born in Everett, Washington, if I'm not mistaken.
I
happen to know a little bit about him, but he hated communists. He despised communism. He despised leftism, totalitarianism. He hated it. He would never, ever, in my estimation, been a Democrat today. And you can go with guys like Zell Miller from Georgia. You put them in those veins. The days of those conservative blue dog Democrats, those days are over. They're done. And we're getting ready to take a break. It's a fascinating conversation. I could go into that for a long time. It's always fun to talk about those things. But when we come back, I'm going to switch gears. I'll let Dave exclamation point what we're talking about right now. Maybe throw some comments in about Jackson, because he's spent his life out there where Scoop was from. But in addition to that, the Second Amendment Foundation has a couple cases that you need to know about in Jersey and New York. Yeah, they're suing again. Back with Dave Workman right after this.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios. This Car Arms Platinum microphone lit up. All of it being brought to you by X Insurance. Briefly, X Insurance, I get a lot of questions asked to me every single day. What is X Insurance compared to what I have? It's a real insurance policy written in your name. It's not written in someone else's name that adds you as additional insured. It's a real policy written in your name. I have X coverage now for myself, legal liability, civil, and I'm working on doing some things to bridge some stuff with my homeowners because it's a real insurance company. We can do those things that other companies can't. And I have four times the coverage. It's because it's written for me specifically, xinsurance.com. Make sure to check it out. If you have any questions, market@armedamericanradio.org. Make sure to go over there and check it out. We'll talk about more partners in just a few minutes. Going back now to Dave Workman. Dave, I'm sitting here looking at my notes during the break, and we need to be able to go another 2 hours together, but we unfortunately can't. I want you, if you would, go ahead and put a stamp on the previous two segments, Biden, where we're at. Obviously, when you and I talked off air today, what's happened over the last 2 days from Tuesday, that's 2 days. We got to go looking forward at this thing now and not back. Let this play out the way it's going to play out. You would agree, right? And then we move forward as gun owners. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think, I have some information that I can't share with you that suggests to me there's going to be some pretty interesting stuff happening in the next 36 hours. And that's all I'm going to say, because I haven't verified any of it. But I will say this. Scoop Jackson started as a news he was a paper boy. So right away, there's a soft spot for him in my heart.
Being an old I remember journalist. Paper boys, too. Yeah,
yeah,
so I believe
listen, you. I got printer's ink in my blood. So, but he seemed to be a pretty honest, decent guy that in the couple of times that I met him and talked to him. Looking over the horizon, we've got some advantages, even if we lose the White House. And I'm not sure that's a certainty anymore either.
Correct.
The advantage of having a Republican majority in the Senate with people who are in positions of power in that Republican majority who are really pissed off right now.
You better believe it. Thank you for the reminder.
Nancy Pelosi is going to have some heartburn because some of the seats that Republicans picked up in the House were Republican women.
Yes.
And I think even the squad with AOC and that other bunch of boneheads, they're going to meet their match, and it's going to start happening in January. Now, looking ahead, there are a couple of things that you alluded to right before the break that I think it's time to bring people up to speed on. This week, the Second Amendment Foundation, along with the Firearms Policy Coalition, and in one of two cases, the New Jersey Second Amendment Association, filed a couple of lawsuits in federal court. Now, make a note of that.
Yes.
It's not in the state courts.
Right.
The state judges don't get to monkey with either of these lawsuits. They're suing New Jersey over its woefully discriminatory, perhaps I guess a ban on the licensed carry of defensive sidearms by average citizens. It's next to impossible, if not impossible, in New Jersey to get a carry permit. You got to provide something called a need or a demonstrable need. And ditto across the Hudson River over in New York City. Another lawsuit was filed, this one in federal U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, against the city of New York's virtual ban on issuing carry permits to anybody but the elitists and, wealthy people, maybe a movie star here and there. And the Second Amendment Foundation and its partners, Firearms Policy Coalition, they're going after these laws. And the reason this is happening now, I think, is because there's a window of opportunity here.
Yeah.
We've got a Supreme Court right now that is decidedly pro-gun, with or without Chief Justice John Roberts. That's a note to John, hey, wake up, you know, the coffee's burning, don't let it spill in your lap. We've got a federal court system that, bless his little heart, Donald Trump has spent the last 3.5 years filling almost 300 vacancies, if not more than that, with constitutionally conservative judges who understand that there are 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights. And I think we could be in for some interesting times over the next year, 2 years, going forward, even if Donald Trump is no longer in the White House. His legacy, as I've said this before on your program, his greatest legacy, I think, is the way that he has rebuilt the federal courts in this country to be a level playing field for people who want to enjoy and exercise and believe in their Second Amendment rights. And we're going to see this play out. And both of those lawsuits were filed. One was filed late last night, I guess. And the New other York was filed on Monday. Yeah, New York was last night.
Let me quote. Yeah. New York last night, New Jersey's Monday. Let me quote Gottlieb from the New Jersey. Listeners, I want you to hear what he said about this. The right to bear arms must be available to all citizens, not just a privileged few. Like other rights protected by the Constitution, that right is not limited to the confines of one's home. Ever since the SAF victory in McDonald v. City of Chicago 10 years ago, the Second Amendment absolutely applies in New Jersey. We will continue to sue whoever we need to as we restore the Second Amendment one lawsuit at a time. What Alan's referring to there is the landmark key provision of the McDonald decision, which applied the Second Amendment to the states via the 14th Amendment due process clause, which means, hey, guess what, Second Amendment, or guess what, New Jersey, you can't ignore the Second Amendment. It applies to your state as well, just like the remainder of the Bill of Rights. Alan went on, the people of New Jersey, president of the FPC Firearms Policy Coalition, Brandon Combs, who included, the people of New Jersey have been oppressed by an abusive authoritarian government for far too long. We intend to remedy that beginning today. Here's why Dave mentioned the fact that this is in federal court. Because when, and I quote you, Dave, because the state courts can't monkey around with this. And because they can't, any loss in the federal court goes right up the chain to where we want it to be if it has to be. So there's rhyme to reason to this. And yet again, the brilliance of Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation at this moment in time. It's so well timed. This is what Alan does and the Second Amendment does. Second Amendment Foundation does. Dave, great stuff. Couldn't have picked two better ones, by the way. New York and Jersey, right? I love that pair.
Well, you know, if they lose, which I expect them to eventually, they've got it coming. You know, and
hell yeah.
I tell you, I've told this to Alan, and I think I've said this to your listeners too. Remember last year when the New York Rifle and Pistol Association sued the city of New York over its just egregiously wrong restriction that you couldn't take a licensed handgun outside the city if you had one legally in the city. They scrambled to change that law after the Supreme Court accepted the case because they did not want the Supreme Court to hand down a decision. And they were successful in having that case mooted because they changed the law. What that tells me is that they knew all along it was unconstitutional.
Oh, they've been monkeying around with their state laws they know they've been doing it. And here comes the Second Amendment Foundation to plow through them like a freight train. Back right after this with Dave Workman, one more segment. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. Let that music die down a little bit. This is Defender Coffee in my new Defender Coffee mug. If you're watching, you know, you can watch this show live streaming as it airs across the country live, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. But you can watch it at Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Don't switch to it while you're driving, please. Leave that to the liberals. All of this is being brought to you by X Insurance. Make sure, as I mentioned in the previous segment, if you have homeowners insurance, it's written in your family's name. It's in your name. It's in your wife's name. It's in your names. If you have automobile insurance, it's written in your name. If you have boat insurance or toy insurance or whatever insurance you have, it's written in your name. And when your freedom is on the line, like me, I'm much more comfortable having a policy written by an AM Best A-rated carrier in my name, not somebody else's. I don't want to make a call to a third party and depend on that. I want to be able to call the company directly because they work specifically for me. And I have a policy number written to me. That's X Insurance. Make sure to check it out. Rest of our sponsors, we love every single one of them. You're going to be hearing from some more as well soon. MyPillow.com is dropping the price for us next week. I can only tease that. But for Christmas, it's a blowout. Let me just say it's about $40 off of the pillow. I mean, it's crazy what he's doing. And we're going to be hearing from Mike. He's going to be doing some spots for us specifically. But I'm telling you, MyPillow.com, pay attention to that next week. Hang in there because there's some great deals coming. Car Arms, of course, GunBroker.com, no-brainer, free. Everything you need is at GunBroker, and the left hates it. So there's your deal. It's free. Go get it. DefenderCoffee.com, the promo code is AAR. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Those cases that we were just talking about, we're going to wrap up with those in a second, are not free. We need your help to do it. SAF.org. This is the Car Arms microphone. North American Arms and the Minis. They are unbelievable. I tell you about mine all the time. And here it is right here. This is the Sidewinder in my little, really cool little holster there. It's absolutely beautiful. All right. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, welcome back to the program, brother. Let's wrap up this. I hate this because I could easily go another hour with you without batting an eyelid, man.
Well, I'm sorry to be so entertaining, but I want to remind your listeners about something. All donations to the Second Amendment Foundation are tax deductible.
Yes.
Remember that because it's almost the end of the year. If you want a good tax deduction, SAF is your that's where you need to go.
There's no question about that. No question about that at all. All right, Dave. Let's wrap up again. You know, let's put the stamp on the previous three segments, and I'll let you do that. I want listeners to hear it from you, and then let's move on to some of the things you've written about.
Okay. Well, I guess the stamp on the last three segments is this: it ain't over till it's over. The fat lady hasn't started to sing yet. I think the next 36 hours are going to have some interesting stuff happening. If there has been vote fraud, and Trump does win re-election, take my word for it, those guys are going to be held accountable.
Oh.
If Biden wins, this is all going to disappear. You know that as well as I do. And if we do manage to keep the Senate in the hands of the Republicans, they're the speed bump, along with the federal court system. And just remember this in 2022, because there's gonna be some payback here somewhere, and it's always nice to be the guys who are doing the payback instead of the guys that are receiving the payback.
Well, you better believe that. Pelosi's house. We're gonna rid ourselves of Pelosi. I heard Kevin McCarthy saying some interesting stuff a couple days ago too. You know, him running for Speaker of the House, and then the desperation to get rid of Pelosi and get her out. I don't even know how she hangs around a couple more years. Retire, lady. You've stolen enough taxpayer money over the years. Go spend some of it. Just go. Get out. West Coast blue stain I love that, by the way. West Coast Blue Stain. I cracked up when I saw that come across my deal because I knew you wrote that. West Coast Blue Stain stopped cold at Idaho-Utah lines. For now.
I have to admit, that was a little bit of an add-on to my headline by Freddie Reel, our good friend who's the editor-in-chief over at Ammo Land. Freddie is arguably one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, and he is certainly one of the nicest guys, if not the nicest guy, in the outdoor gun rights media. I mean, he's right up there. You got guys like Roy Huntington brain fade there, the editor over at Guns Magazine, Jan Lieberell, another dear friend of mine, Brent Wheat over at Guns Magazine. Those guys are nice guys. They really are. And I just love working with them because they know their stuff. And I think they believe I know my stuff. They're very kind to me at that level.
They do. They've told me you're okay. I've heard it from some of them. They do. You have some long coattails, brother.
Well, in that case, those guys need counseling. But
they're all good guys. Seriously.
Yeah, they are. And so, you know, looking at that, I think that's the way to cap that whole thing off. We're resilient, and we're going to come back from this. And if Donald Trump does carry the day here by the end of the week or maybe into next week, there are going to be some people ducking for cover.
Yeah, there are. And there are going to be some people ducking for cover, even if he doesn't, during a lame duck session.
But anyway, talking about the borderline thing, I traded some email real early in the morning. I think Wednesday or maybe it was Tuesday night with Freddie, and I just asked him, "You're going to do some kind of a wrap?" And he said, "Well, we'll let people fire stuff in." So I did that first thing Wednesday morning. I put this thing together. I looked at the voting results in Idaho, Montana, Utah, Wyoming. And, you know, the whole West Coast has fallen into the hands of the enemy. I mean, we're behind enemy lines out here. And the blue wave stops cold at the Idaho and Utah borders. Wyoming is friendly territory. Montana got the governor's office back in Republican hands. And the guy who is going to be the governor is just absolutely dog nuts pro-Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. I mean, just you can't find a more devoted guy to the gun rights and the hunters out there. That's why I wrote that. Everybody was kind of downtrodden and gee whiz, you know, gosh, it's the end of the world. I said, no, it's not the end of the world. Look, we have free America still. You remember that movie? What the hell was the name of that movie a few years ago? Patrick Swayze. You know, we had the Russian invasion. Well, we had free America. That's free America.
Red Dawn is what you're talking about.
Red Dawn, that's
great.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Montana, by the way, and I'm so glad you brought that up. I've been pretty harsh on Montana. I've asked a question a lot. What's wrong with you in Montana? Hey, guess what? 107.9 Whitefish, Montana is now tuning into Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. We've added another one. We did lose Billings and Hot Springs because the station went dark, but we picked up Whitefish 107.9. So, Dave Workman, thanks for being here. The Conservative Firing Line, Liberty Park Press, Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Ammo Land, The Gun Mag. That's the quick rundown for now. Make sure to check him out. I'm running out of time. So remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. The Fat Lady hasn't sung yet. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.